right from the alarm bell that gets you up in the morning or before that even, knowing the mood of the mind, what the thinking mind is involved in, pushed by a mood, an idea, a future plan, an emotion. So the awakening to the mood of the mind, what underlies the thinking, and just knowing that, just having that sense, oh, this is what's happening now. And then the effect of the environment, the stillness, the temperature of the room, knowing the environment, it's this way now. Listening, being touched by temperature. And in the bodily formation, body as a set of energies and feelings rather than just a concept. So the body feels whatever it feels right now. So that's the Dhamma, that's the way things are now, the truth of the way things are. Awareness of Dhamma. And that awareness isn't something you have to get with desire. It's more like a remembering, a recollection. So the challenge is, how do you sustain that? One way is to just make a clear intention that when you know preoccupations, just know them. Oh, attention is preoccupied with whatever it was, because as soon as you know it, that's the end of preoccupation, the end of thought, the end of sense of self. Sense of self is just thought. So return to the knowing, awareness, awareness of change. So at first, this kind of practice, it's like walking a tightrope. You keep kind of falling off. But the more you make the intention to be the awakened mind, the tightrope becomes a pathway and becomes a highway. Very solid and secure, and the conditions don't overwhelm us so much. So maybe we could do that exercise. First of all, feel the body. Feel the base of the body touching the ground. So So you allow that to become conscious. Localize attention, stabilize it on the pressure, warmth, feeling in the chair, the ground, cushion. And then wait, and then feelings become apparent. You stabilize using an object. Feel the spine. Feel the face. And I feel the whole body awareness. And perceive bodily feelings as in awareness rather than you being in the body. So awareness is like conscious space within which there is form, bodily feeling, body in awareness. Now listen to sound. So there's just the quietness of the room. Someone moving, maybe coughing. My voice. Listening. Maybe the sound of silence, listening, and then perceive sound as in awareness. So my voice as in awareness. Shift between the two, feel the body. Stabilize attention on bodily feelings. And bodily feelings are in awareness. Listen to sound. And sound is in the same awareness. The same with moods and ideas. Things arising in awareness. So you can just do that, sustain that simple kind of awareness of change, where we're not choosing an object. Or if that you can't get enough stability with that, then you choose the breath. Or if you have something else you've developed, choose that and stabilize attention. But it's not about the object, it's about the awareness. So we practice awareness with breathing. So each time you awaken to some fantasy or thought formation, whatever it is, that moment of awakening, that's when the sense of self actually ceases. As a thought, as an idea, as history, as future. And to just really notice that. As soon as you know a condition as a condition, that there's this emptiness of a person doing something, planning something. So this we call a cessation, nirodha, the end of a thought, the end of a plan. It might start up again, but to really notice that and then establish that sense of awareness, rather than trying to get rid of thought or attain to something, make that point of awakening very important. Because thought is just generated by past intentions, it's not a person. So you return to this awake, knowing, and right in that moment, just really notice the mood of the mind. You don't have to analyze it, just know what's going on. And then abide as the knowing, clarity, presence. And don't worry too much about the whole thinking program. It has its life, it comes and goes. So non-preoccupation, presence, those two go together, presence, non-preoccupation, and then the seeking out of something, non-anticipation, looking to the future, and then non-resistance, that kind of really surrendering into the way things are, knowing the way things are, being fully conscious of the way things are.